Celso Martínez Hernández, Emilio Faustino Galindo.
DJ Domingo Jacinto reads off a list of names of farm workers who need to check in at the Coalition of Immokalee Workers headquarters. There's only about 12 hours to go before two busloads of people will leave southern Florida to embark on the Taco Bell Truth Tour. For 2 weeks, farm workers will travel through 8 states educating the public about their boycott of Taco Bell and ending in Louisville, Kentucky for a one-day conference on global justice. Created 2 years ago, the radio station, named Radio Conciencia, has become an important organizing tool in this community of 15,000 people, mostly poor farm workers.
Radio Conciencia was created to bring the message home, so to speak, because sometimes it's difficult to get the word out. So it was created so all of us could hear about what's going on from our homes. There's not always enough time to go door to door.
The station broadcasts primarily in Spanish, but also has programming in MAM, a language that's native for many of Immokalee's Guatemalan residents, including Rolando Sales, who came to Immokalee from Guatemala this year.
La importancia de Radio Conciencia ha influido mucho en la sociedad.
Radio Conciencia has influenced the community, helping working people living on the outside of society realize that they can participate in society, introducing them to their consciousness, so to speak.
The station's motto is La Tuya, which is translated as It's Yours. La Tuya used to be a vulgar retort to an insult, but Radio Conciencia has reclaimed the term and turned it into something positive.
La Tuya se le dice es precisamente por el nombre de la radio, porque la radio se llama Radio Conciencia.
La Tuya refers to the name of the station. We are all conscious politically, but we're referring to the conscious of our audience. So we say La Tuya, your conscious. In addition, we're very participatory, open to contribution from the community.
Toda la gente tiene la conciencia y sabe que es la radio que ha dado la participación a diferentes personas.
Staying organized as a community has empowered many of the workers. Every Wednesday night at 7, farm workers gather in a storefront that serves as an office space, meeting room, and a cooperative general store that sells staple foods, phone cards, and other necessities for almost no profit so that farm workers can afford what they need. Their average yearly salary is less than $8,000. Mafio Bosico has worked at the cooperative for the last 4 years.
Cooperative importante, pero la gente viene comprar algo aquí. Nosotros invitar.
The cooperative is important because people come to purchase things and we invite them to our meetings on Wednesday. If there was no cooperative, we'd still invite everyone to participate, but the cooperative makes it easier.
Comprar aquí. Pero muy interesante viene a participar la reunión.
The creation of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers in 1995 has gained international recognition. One of their first campaigns was in defense of a farm worker who was beaten for asking for a drink of water. Since then, farm workers have no longer been subject to violence in the fields at the hands of unaccountable farm owners. For the last 4 years, their primary issue has been improving the working conditions that are a typical part of a farm worker's life, such as no living wage, no overtime pay, and no right to organize.
They're exploiters. We kill ourselves working, and they pay us very little. Our wages are stagnant. We work all day in the sun, and so we're demanding that something change. Our situation is very dire.
Leonardo Martinez has been a migrant worker for 40 years. He's just recently become involved in the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Martinez needs to pick 2 tons of tomatoes to earn $50 a day.
Contamos simplemente que vivimos al día. Según con lo que hagamos nosotros de trabajo, es
we're not living, we're surviving, getting by day to day on what little we earn for very hard work. Most people aren't interested because they have their own lives. We work hard to get ahead to bring food to people's tables. We work hard and we enjoy our work, but that's not enough to get by, to feed our families.
Nosotros trabajamos con cierta cosa que ponemos todo nuestro entusiasmo, pero no es suficiente para nosotros, nuestras familias.
To try and improve their lives, the coalition began a boycott of Taco Bell 4 years ago. Taco Bell is owned by Yum Brands, which also owns KFC, Pizza Hut, Long John Silver's, and A&W stores, making it the biggest fast food restaurant owner in the world. Yum Brands buys many of their tomatoes in Florida, and the coalition is demanding that Taco Bell get a written guarantee from the farmers it contracts with that the workers who pick tomatoes are not suffering human rights violations. They also want a raise of a penny per pound of tomatoes.
For them, it's a question of power.
For the past 5 years, Gerardo Reyes Chavez has been one of the lead organizers for the coalition of Immokalee workers.
First they said that it was not their business, but it is because they are making profit from all the conditions that we face every day. Now they are little by little starting to recognize that, yeah, we are part of their supply chain, but they still are not paying one penny more per pound. And the reason is that I think it's a question of power. They don't want to seem defeated for a group of farm workers. It's not about the money, but at the end, the consumer is the one that have the last word. And if the consumer decides not to buy in Taco Bell in order to support the cost of the farm workers, then Taco Bell is going to lose more than if they would accept to pay the penny more per pound and work with us.
Judging from the support the boycott has received, one might think Taco Bell would have given in by now. Dozens of civil rights organizations, celebrities, and religious groups have endorsed their campaign, and more than 20 college campuses have already kicked Taco Bell off of campus. The afternoon before the Truth Tour begins, the donations are pouring in. Mary Hamola arrives from St. Columbkill Church in Fort Myers with several cars full of sleeping bags and jackets for the farm workers to wear on their trip, which will take many of them as far north as Chicago.
At our church, we really live out the Catholic Church's social teaching. And what we see and what we feel very strongly about is that the coalition is a group of people who are taking the injustices that are happening in their life and trying to do something about it.
Last year, Taco Bell issued a press release saying that they wanted to cooperate with the coalition and insisted that they were, in fact, paying more for tomatoes. But Chavez says it was a disingenuous announcement because those increased prices were going to the farm owners and not reaching the people in the fields. But Chavez says that just because Taco Bell hasn't agreed to their demands is no reason to despair.
If you consider that we are an immigrant community that is formed for about 15,000 workers, and we are people that like work from before the sun rises until it's dark, and we are still able to organize a national campaign that is going against one of the largest and well-known restaurants of Mexican food in the country, that is part at the same time of Yum Brands, which is the largest fast food industry in the planet. And if you see that the farm workers were able to bring those executives to the table more than once, then you are going to consider that a big success.
For more information about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and the Taco Bell Truth Tour, log on to ciw-online.org. For WMNF News, from Immokalee, I'm Andrew Stelzer.